Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM.
Hello.
Hello. Has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all in to find a seat and get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome and can always expect the best. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning, Audrey, and everyone out there. Thanks for tuning us in. We want to say that Audrey and I are going to do a special acknowledgement of it being Poetry Month, not only locally, but nationally. And we're going to actually do a tribute to Dan Fogelberg as we proceed, and as well as recite some of Audrey's poetry and perhaps one of mine in the midst of it all. I think you had a PSA you wanted to ramble on with, Ed. Audrey,
yeah,
I'm going to let you take
you
the helm on that.
First, the TCBY fundraiser and social to benefit the Orange County Rape Crisis Center is today. You can treat yourself to their great yogurt, to TCBY, and support the Rape Crisis Center. 10% of the day's proceeds between 11 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. will be donated to the center. You're going to have great celebrity scoopers, UNC First Lady Patty Thorpe, and local author and board member Valerie Schwartz are going to be scooping the yogurt between 5:30 and 7 p.m. So remember that. And then going back to poetry, poets out there, you still have some time to get your poets submitted for National Poem in Your Pocket Day. It's going on at the Cybrary, and if you visit there on Thursday, April 29th, between 9 and 5, you can receive a poem to put in your pocket and share with friends. And all you poets out there, you're encouraged to submit your pocket-sized poems for distribution. Submissions are due by Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, April 27th. And the Cybrary, of course, is right over here at the Century Center at the corner of the main focal point.
Still trying to get used to that term, Cybrary.
Cybrary. I think it's neat.
Can you pick up my volume just a touch, just
yes,
so I can get some feed? That's much better. I wasn't hearing myself quite well enough in the headset. Thanks.
Okay, you're going. You need to tune up your headset a little, I think.
I did, but it went and started squealing. So.
Oh.
Can't fly this plane through that swamp.
I'm not going to let you end up in the red over here.
No, I don't want no need for that.
Okay.
And I'll try to back off the mic a little bit. Here we go. We're getting it together, folks. We're learning how to fly this amphibian. I had a good time going to see Ira David Wood's rendition of Doubt, which is also the movie with Meryl Streep and I forget who she's with. But David Henderson and Linda Clark were the leads in it. And it was a really well done piece of work. I hadn't actually seen that story at all. And my friend Alan R. Hall, the reviewer and critic, sent me the critique of it, which I didn't read until after I saw it. I deliberately made it a point not to. So, Alan, thank you. I did read it, and it's a very well-written review.
Great.
Really enjoyed the show. So here's one out. Shout out to Ira David Wood, who, if all goes well, will be on air with us on, May 4th.
Yeah, be in about 2 weeks.
Going to be interviewing him, catching up about his life, and then he's got a little trick up his sleeve, but I won't tell you what that is.
Okay. And I was driving through Apex this Saturday on my way to Jordan Lake to celebrate my grandson's third birthday.
Aha, happy birthday,
kid. And I started talking to my daughter about the Rusty Bucket Kids Club. And
movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we had the car radio on, and the announcer started talking about the Rusty Bucket Kids Club movie.
Or interesting.
TV
yeah.
show.
Haunting moment when it comes across the media.
And it was, we'll talk about synchronicity. And
it was actually launched on Saturday at noon on WRAL 5, which, and I guess that's ABC, or I think 11 is ABC, but it was launched by WRAL. I don't want to get confused here or confusing.
I think that's CBS.
But I think ABC is picking it up. Yeah, so it had some ABC affiliate anyway.
And of course, the reason we say that is because Claudio's voice is there. And
I'm the narrator for the film as well as play the conductor in it.
Uh-huh.
So it was a fun part. And the final product, now that I've finally seen it myself, I didn't actually make it to see it on television, but I was expected to be at the convention center to be there with the cast and meet the public.
This is a TV series.
It's going to be a television series. And it's just going to be called The Rusty Bucket Kids. It's about these children that go back in time. I thought I'd give a quick read on what it says on the back of the DVD, which is now available, actually. It starts off with, education and entertainment equals edutainment. That's the concept for the production. Is time travel possible? For brother and sister John Coleman and Roxana Peekson Demers, it is. Their grandpa, Peekson, played by Charlie Gaddy, reveals a family secret they must find. The Oracle. And special glasses contained in an old mailbag on the train known as Steamy, which is actually the New Hope Valley Railway, locomotive number 17 and caboose 308. When read with the special glasses, the Oracle sets them on their journey back in time to help 15-year-old Abe Lincoln, played by Scott Andrew Taylor, who is struggling to balance his quest for knowledge and his responsibilities to his family. How can the kids help Abe stay on the track to become the 16th president of the United States? Watch out. There are others who also want to discover the secret of time travel of the time travel vortex, which, by the way, is actually something that the conductor is responsible for. He is essentially the key to the vortex, the character that I played. But overall, my role is really more as the storyteller. Back to the inscription on the back here. A greedy duo is hot on the kids' trail. You will also meet some of the... I lost my place.
Some of the blips.
You'll also meet some of the kids from the small southern town of Peak City, which is actually Apex, but we're calling it Peak City. We've got to fictionalize things. In later adventure, these rusty bucket kids help thwart the efforts of the sinister, wacky duo who seek the time travel vortex. Peak City's bumbling town manager, Nate Weaver, played by Mark Roberts, also becomes suspicious of these strangers in town and begins his own investigation. However, Nate's foster son, Aiken Williams, proves to be the real detective. See how Miles and Mayor Jackson V, J.C. Knowles, are bemused watching Nate Weaver track our suspicious characters from out of town. If the vortex is discovered, then history could change forever. So this will give you some idea.
It's such a neat premise.
It was actually fun.
The whole thing is just a very neat idea of kids going back and meeting famous characters while the famous characters were
kids. Are themselves kids, exactly.
Yes.
The whole idea is to interest the children of today in basically reading up on history to a great extent. I'm going to give you that disc there to put in for the time being.
Okay.
And I also thought I'm going to start off with one of Audrey's poems since we're also doing a tribute here. I want to acknowledge the Historic Carolina Theater. Keep tuned in to events going on there. They are our primary sponsor here on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. And I suppose I need to tell you which ones. We're looking for 14, Audrey.
Let's okay.
Good get us on 14, and we'll trigger that song in just a minute. It's going to be the music of Dan Fogelberg coming up. But to begin with, I'm going to read something that I think is really beautiful that Audrey wrote. She's always reading my work, so now I'm reading hers. I've taken license. My pleasure. This is called Under Trees by Audrey Leyden. Laying under trees, I watch clouds through spaces and branches. My spine feels the curve of the earth, and I roll on this ball through canyons of space, wild and at peace. The earth becomes breath, rivers flowing through veins. Trees grow between fingertips. Shape flows into hilltops and hollows. This craggy sphere and I, vagabond lovers, tumbling through star rhythms, going home, being home.
I knew I needed you to read that. That was great.
That's a wonderful piece.
That was a great rendition. It makes it sound like it's a real poem.
Thank you. It is a real poem. Are you kidding? What inspired you to write that one? Just nature itself? The trees, of course.
Actually, yeah. And I can remember, you know, on down in Chatham in the woods and just having this feeling of being so incredibly connected with the earth and the earth being. This ball is just rolling around out there in this incredible limitless space. And it's
one of the most injurious things that happens to me on a daily basis, I'm very sad to say, is watching these massive logging trucks drive by you on the road and just knowing how many trees that won't grow back in 30 or 40 years or maybe longer than that will never be seen again because of this corporate greed we've got taking down the lungs of the earth. Mm-hmm. We
Absolutely.
Create pollution, the trees are the lungs of the earth, and we are destroying our own lungs. I don't quite put two and two together here.
It's crazy. You hear about what they're doing down at the Amazon, and you know, the whole ecology of
all
the world
to sell furniture. Furniture that no longer breathes and provides us with oxygen.
What was that number again you gave me?
We were going for number 14, okay. 15, and 16, so you've got to start us on number 14. We're going to launch Dan Fogelberg. He died at age 56 a few years ago, and I've never really heard a genuine tribute done in his honor, and I'm sure it's been done privately by people that cared about his work, but I think he was one of the most outstanding lyricists and poets of his time. His poetry certainly influenced me. And he took a song, a pop song, called Rhythm of the Rain, which I never really liked in its original format, but he turned it into a blues number, and I really like what he did with it. So we're gonna play a trilogy for you here. The first one being Rhythm of the Rain, which is gonna follow up with Magic Every Moment, and then Don't Lose Heart. And after that, Audrey and I'll come back on again. To begin with, here you have Dan Fogelberg's Rhythm of the Rain.
This life is heartless and it's rarely just, full of sad betrayals and misplaced trust. And it can suck your spirit just as dry as dust, and steal your soul if you let it. Ooh, every life contains its sorrows and pains, its stormy weather and its rough terrains. You watch me wrestle with my length of chain, smile so bravely as you tell me, don't lose heart, don't lose heart. Though it feels like yours will fall apart, just remember when the road gets dark, I will always be beside. Well, I spend my life pursuing fortune and fame, chasing rainbows in a shadow game. And I'm not sure what I've lost is worth the gain, or why my soul remains so restless. Well, you've seen me stumble, Lord, you've seen me fall. My triumphs and you see me crawl. When I think that I could lose it all, you give me courage and you tell me, don't lose heart, don't lose heart. Though it feels like yours will fall, its sorrows and pains, its stormy weather and its rough terrains. You watch me wrestle with my length of chain, and smile so bravely as you tell me, don't lose heart, don't lose heart. Though it feels like yours will fall apart, just remember when the road gets dark, and I will always be beside you. Well, I will always be beside, beside you.
All right.
And that was Dan Fogelberg with the Rhythm of the Rain, his version of it. He actually got slapped on the hands for doing it that way, because I think he did it without permission and then asked permission afterwards. I'm not sure that the pop artist would have agreed with his way of doing it. I saw him on a talk show and he said that, yeah, he got his hand slapped for that one. I think he got slightly sued or something. We've got one more coming up in this little trilogy, which is called Magic Every Moment. The last one you just heard was called Don't Lose Heart. So here's back to Dan with Magic Every Moment.
I awoke this morning to a shattering sound. And I went downstairs and found these shards of glass strewn all around. There up on the floor I found this poor broken dove, and it made me realize how very fragile is this life that we so love. Up to bed, and I held you so tight, and I prayed up to the Father, oh, I prayed with all my might, that it always keep you with me, that it always keep you safe. And when I went downstairs, I found that dove had somehow up and blown away. There's a magic every moment, there's an eerie cozy stay. There's a magic every moment, oh, won't you let the music play? Oh, won't you let the music play? On a heavenly island, I was gazing out to sea, when a long forgotten feeling came and took control of me. It was then the clouds burst open and the sun came pouring through. When it hit those dancing waters, in an instant, all eternity I knew. So much we take for granted, there's so much we never say. We get caught up in the motion of just a living day to day. We are better to the future, we are prisoners of the past. And we never seem to notice till our lives are finally slipped out through our grasp. There's magic every moment, there's a miracle each day. There's magic every moment, oh, won't you let the music play? Oh, won't you let the music play? In a single drop of dew, you can see that same forever if you look down deep inside of you. There's a spark of the Creator in every living thing. He respects me when I work, but He so loves me when I sing. There's a magic every moment, there's a miracle each day. There's a magic every moment, oh, won't you let the music play? Oh, won't you let the music play? There's a magic every moment, there's a miracle each day. There's a magic every moment, oh, won't you let the music play? Won't you let the music play?
Me the disc when you're done.
Okay, Dan Fogelberg, that is great. That's is a great introduction.
Good stuff. Yeah, what a way to spend the morning. Just kick back and listen to some Fogey.
Yes. So poor us. I mean, we're so mistreated over here. We get to hang out and listen to all this great music.
Yeah, right. Forgot Bass Stogie to catch this Fogey.
Anyway, we might listen to more if
let's get that CD from you and put another one in, and we'll keep this thing rolling. And then Audrey is going to give us a poem.
All right.
Very shortly, one of her own.
We're handing discs around here. We are learning. We're going to be DJs one of these
days. We're flying this amphibian very low over the coastal regions.
And you had some numbers on that one.
And it's going to be 13, 14, and 15.
Okay.
And I will introduce those titles to you folks in a minute, right after Audrey introduces us one of her poems. I'll let you do title and all, lady.
All right. Well, being a New Yorker, and as happy as I am to be in this...
A transplanted northerner.
Yes. to be in this great community that we live in here, and the beautiful, beautiful state we're in.
Indeed.
I still, you know, was born and grew up in New York, and that'll mm-hmm. never leave. That's just always part of me. So this was just.
So what do you expect me to say? Yankee go home to this, or what?
No. It's just, you know, you carry your roots with you.
Oh, yes, you do. And I'm still in Africa in many ways. Right?
And if you're fortunate, you enjoy doing that.
Yes.
So this is Remembering a New York Morning. I raise the window of the second floor co-op to inhale the sound of horns and heavy buses bleating. My skin absorbs the perfume of exhaust, and 1,000 different cooking fires light my imagination. Laughter challenges mortality at the rampant sensuality of the humanity before me, and I feed joyfully on the raucous, beating heart of the city awakening.
Indeed, and that being the city that never sleeps, I thought I might add.
Yes, but it does wake up.
Yes, it does, actually, and I remember having lived there myself and run that bar on Broadway. That's as clear a picture as you could paint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something I'm particularly fond of. This is something Audrey wrote as well, called Bean Counters, and I like the humor in it, and it sort of shows us the merry-go-round we're on. Bean Counters. Wherever you go, people count beans. The other bean counters check on who counted the beans. Then, more others mark down how each of the bean counters counted the beans. Then still more note the location of each of the beans when they were counted. And that's not all. Others come along with charts and photographs of the beans, of the bean counters, of the location of each of the beans when they were counted, and ask you to study them seriously. Because somewhere in the vicinity of some of the beans, at some time, something happened that had nothing to do with the beans.
My sentiments exactly.
Yes. Did you slip on beans that morning, or what happened? You need to soak those things, you know.
You just kind of figure, if you're not really a detail person, you just kind of get sick of it sometimes.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. You got another one for us, or do you? I've got one more of yours that I'm going to read before we continue on.
Okay, well, I can do The Singer.
All right.
And this was maybe not listening to after listening to Dan Fogelberg, but it was after listening to Leonard Cohen.
One of my favorites. He's been around. For some reason, whenever you mention his name, I automatically think of Susan Down by the River.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a very, very brief one, and it's The Singer. The singer's voice is raspy with life, and he brings me to love. Words travel through the curls of clarinet, of sax, of guitar, and his voice enters my waiting body, making it sing along in welcome.
Yes, I like the guy, too. This one is not so friendly, also written by Audrey. It's called Daily News. And after this, we'll go back to some more fogey.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing death on angry streets, still the raging greed for life. Anguished howls torn from bodies, yet the feral lust for breath. Pointed fangs bare and dripping, still the thirst to join at hip. Infant limbs torn asunder, yet the fearsome taste for birth. Savage killing of the earth. Hungry, grasping, for the stars.
After reading the news, which I give up. Not just for Lent, but forever.
That absolute negative mental conditioning, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that. Nobody's ever come up with a good news thing.
Well, actually they have, but it's hard to find them. But there's actually a good news magazine that's out.
Unless it's something religious, usually, it's what I find.
Yeah, and this isn't. This is things that actually focus on the good things that are happening. There have been a few things, because it's really important when you start to buy into the fact or the idea that this is what all that there is out there in the world.
Oh God, yeah.
It's like poison. It is like taking in poison.
Toxic.
And you have to know that there are hundreds upon thousands upon millions of people out there who are working with love and helpfulness and creating good things.
Mm-hmm,
and that's what you should focus on, you know?
Absolutely. Or at least give equal time to.
At least equal
time. Negated rubbish.
And to, you know, tie your energies into the, what's going on that's actually helping people.
Well, and speaking of that, we're heading for Dan Fogelberg once again. He's going to make some strong commentary in the next few three songs. We're going to do another trilogy. The first one is called The Wild Places, and it's the rebel coming out of him. The second one is called Democracy, and then the third one is A Voice for Peace.
Okay.
Here's Dan.
And we gaze with the wonder of inspector, now he's doing his job. And there's these lessons that they teach you in school, that you'd better learn to play by the rules. Or at least make sure you never get caught. Now that's a dangerous thought. Let's send them Calvin Klein jeans. Is this what democracy means? 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 And spend more money on guns. And they keep on planning nuclear war. Tell me, who is it they're planning it for? If not the men that make their profits from hate, I swear it seems they can't wait. Is this what democracy means? Is this what democracy means? Is this what democracy means? This is
Yes, indeed. Raise your voice and be a voice for peace. That was another trilogy by Dan Fogelberg, beginning with The Wild Places, then Democracy, and what you just heard was A Voice for Peace. I always appreciated his personal rebellion. I connect with it very well myself. And we're going to have a couple more by him before I think it's going to be time to wrap our show. But in the meantime...
Well, also we want to remind people that you are listening to Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
That's it. You got it.
Yes. And we're doing a playing of Dan Fogelberg and poetry in honor of Poetry Month.
To salute Poetry Month. And I also want to salute the historic Carolina Theater of Durham. That is the primary sponsor of this lovely speakeasy. Thanks, folks. Keep tuning in to what's going on over there. There's always something happening. Check out their website, carolinatheater.org, I believe it is.
Okay, and this is 13 and 14, right?
This is 13 and 14, okay. And we're not going there just yet.
Okay.
I'm going to put Audrey on the spot for another poem.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, come on.
That's right. We talked earlier about a piece that was actually a theme poem to a book that I wrote called Pilgrims on the Pathway, and I'll see if I can remember it. I will give this out in the spirit of Poetry Month, as well as, I have to say, was very influenced by what I felt about Dan Fogelberg's work and just what I feel about friendship overall. It's a piece entitled...
Same time. You just cut me off.
It's a piece entitled... Audrey just cut me off. I don't think she wants the poem.
I want the poem. I was wanting to cut me off.
Juggling buttons over there.
Okay, you go ahead.
That's okay. This is entitled, as I said, that the title to the book and this particular theme poem, entitled Pilgrims on the Pathway. Now let's see if I can remember it. Strong is the spirit that knows its own light, obscuring the wrong from the path of the right. Like the eyes of an owl ever piercing the night, and rejoicing in life as it dances in flight. We are all shepherds and we are all sheep, some of us waking whilst some of us sleep. And lost in the moment when the child is awake, we reap of the laughter only friends may partake. To live in the heart without limit by time is the gift of a friendship such as yours and as mine. Like the touch of the healer upon wounds unseen, ours is the childhood that follows the dream. We are the pilgrims upon the path of the soul, redeemed from the fragments as we strive to be whole. And we'll follow the rivers, the pathways and trends, to the ocean of reaping, of the laughter of friends. That's it.
Very, very, very nice.
Definitely Fogey inspired, but it is also the like I said, theme poem to my first book, which I actually published in my script, and it was acquisition by the Davis Library that way. So,
all right,
script still works, folks. If you've got a good one,
yes.
So we have one more by you, and then go back to Fogey.
Okay, let me see. Do I have another one here?
I am sure you do.
Okay.
Nothing like two poets flying a plane here.
Yes, we've got. What do we have?
I don't have
another one here.
You don't?
Nope.
Let me give you this one then. I was going to read that, but you can do a fine job.
Okay, so I'll read this one.
I like that one.
This is Elemental Communion. Fruit of the earth and miller's trade, manna of our breathing, holy sacrament of flowing water and hands bury in. Matter and spirit exchanging blessings, palms rocking in to push and turn. Rhythm of all eternal rhythms, and then rest before entering the fires to bring us communion, baking bread, breaking bread.
I like that. So we're going to go for one more short run to Dan Fogelberg to continue and to conclude our tribute today, celebrating the life of Dan Fogelberg, who died way too young at age 56 a few years ago. He made an incredible contribution of lyrics that are, to me, pure poetry. And what incredible music. And he masters most of the musical instruments as well, composes for all of them. What we've got coming up is A River of Souls and Ever On.
I take my place along the shore, and I wait for the tide. It seems I've passed this way before. Silent moon embraces me, and I'm drawn to a light. I follow footprints in the sand to a circle of stone. Find a fire. Along the shore, and I wait for the tide. It seems I've passed this way before in an earlier time. To every man, the mystery. Dreams is dreams and discovery.
And folks, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the tribute to Dan Fogelberg we did for today in honor of Poetry Month and in honor of Dan Fogelberg himself. I think he gave a major contribution to the music and song world. And that is it for the Speakeasy today. I do want to mention that November is the next performance coming up for Theatre in the Park, directed by Ira David Wood. It is a David Mamet production. It's coming on June 11th through the 13th and 17th through the 20th. Also want to encourage you to watch on Wednesday night on Channel 4, Food Inc., if you haven't seen it yet, at 9 p.m. It'll teach you what corporations are doing to your food. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre with Audrey Layden and Claudio signing off. Until next time. Cheers.